The Lord ain't far from coming back.
Amen.
When you study Matthew 24, you start figuring out, you know, how many of you realize Matthew 24, really the majority of it, now the first few verses happened when Jesus was here. But Matthew 24, the majority of Matthew 24 really isn't going to take place till the tribulation period, which we ain't going to be at. Now, some folk think they're going to take the second bus. I ain't taking the second bus. I'm going up on the first bus.
Amen.
Now, if a person wants to think that, that's fine. I will tell you this, if you're saved, you will go before the millennium. Okay? Because there are some that think we're going to run right up to the edge of the tribulation, and they can show it to you in the Bible, and that's okay. Personally, I don't want to be here for it. But I will say, anyone, and that's anyone that's going to listen or anyone that's here tonight, you got to explain why the Lord says the church will not suffer his wrath. Because he said so.
Amen.
Told the church of Thessalonica. He said, you won't suffer the wrath of God. Well, guess what the tribulation is? That's the wrath of God. Now, yes, the last half is going to be real bad.
Yeah.
But it's still the wrath of God. We're not going to be here, according to what the Bible tells me, and according to what the Lord's laid on my heart, we're not going to be here for the tribulation period. And hey, that thrills me to death because I ain't into it. I ain't interested in what they're going to do. I just ain't. Now, we might have some persecution. I mentioned this to somebody today. I said, there could be some persecution. And we were talking about the church because I've been talking about the church as the body of Christ. I've been talking about the church as the bride of Christ.
Yes.
And I was going to go back through that, but we're not going to. I'm going to step into something else because the Lord keeps telling me. So we're going to walk into something else that pertains to what I'm talking about. But I told this person, I said, listen. I said, we may end up being like those Jews that Peter wrote to. They were members of a church, but they couldn't come to church no more. They had to meet in other places. They were hiding out. And so he gave them the parchments and he told them, he said, listen, guys. He said, he told them lots of things they need to be doing, how they need to be living. He gave them encouragement because look, they were scattered. And he would give it and they might meet in this group over here, hiding somewhere. They may have to go out in the desert and we may get to the point that I get in touch with you some way, form, or fashion and say, hey, we need to be meeting at the boat launch down here at Lake Mead, or we might want to meet off down here in the wetlands at 2:00 in the morning to praise the Lord. And we seriously could be that bad off.
Amen.
In a matter of a few years.
Yeah, that's right.
This trucker convoy that's going on now, yes, it kind of started in Canada. And they put a stop to that. That's a mess up there. We border that country and they are arresting Christians and they are putting them in camps. Because they won't get vaccinated and they don't want to wear their mask. And there's lots of reasons. We're right here. We jumped on Saddam Hussein. Why? Because he was a bad man. We joined in with Hitler. Why? Because he was a bad man. Have we went up there and done anything about what's the idiot up there running that? Yeah. We done anything about him? He's on our border.
Right.
We should have the Marines and the Army go up there and straighten it all out and say, you people are crazy. You know? But we're on the same, excuse me, they that are running our country is on the same team as he's on.
Oh, yeah.
It's called the devil's team.
There you go.
The whole idea is to shut down. If you boil down to the real reason, and everything's happening in Ukraine, the real reason is happening here, Canada, it all boils right down to one thing. Because we represent Jesus Christ.
That's what
it ain't got nothing to do. They want to take over. They want the one world government. And they want this Fruit Loop, the Antichrist, to come walking in and take over. That's what it's all about.
It's all about.
That's what they're after, is to shut our country down from telling others about Christ.
Man.
And that's wrong. But that's what it's all spiritual and it's all biblical every step of the way that they've been doing for years and years and years.
Yes.
And it's sad. But guess what? That's why we're going to what somebody mentioned to me tonight. We're going to go to, and I'm using this discipleship book that a few of you have, and I've been working out of it because I've been talking about the church, the body of Christ. I've been talking about the church being the bride of Christ, talking about who the church is, the family of God. But I want to go to this real bad because it's important. Faith is an important and a vital subject, this writer says, in a Christian's life. A Christian's relationship with God is not based on blind, unfounded theories. Instead, it's based on sound historical facts. I'm going to tell you, it's based on the Word of God. Every bit of it is based on the Word of God. It's all about this right here. You want to build your faith, this is what it takes. It takes studying the Word of God. It takes getting a relationship with God. And we need to understand that the Lord has nothing but good for us.
Amen.
And I got to look at something real quick. I went to the wrong one. Now, in the process of this faith, if we have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, who are we to follow in that faith?
Lord Jesus Christ.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
That makes sense. Sounds like a trick question.
So think about it. If we have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, who are we to follow? The Lord Jesus Christ. It's real simple. That faith is based on the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're to follow what he says. So what I'm trying to tell you is we need to follow the guidance of God. God's give us a roadmap. I'm using my Bible for a roadmap.
Same.
That's a good song. If I had the words, I would. This is our roadmap.
Yes.
It tells us everything that happened. It tells us everything that is happening. And it tells us everything that's going to happen. And if we'll just pay attention to it and we'll study it, then we'll know what's going on in the world and we'll understand why the world is the way the world is.
No idea.
Now, one of our benefits of salvation, going to heaven. That's good. That's a benefit of salvation, right?
Right.
One of our benefits of being saved is we now have the divine nature. The Lord helps us in our daily life, correct?
That's right.
If we'll depend on Him. But He also gives us guidance. You see, the Scriptures put forth a beautiful picture of God's will for the life of every child of God. Right. Now, we only have these right here that are children of God. No, we're all a child of God. If we've trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, guess what? You're considered a child.
Amen.
As I direct
my grandson and my granddaughters, that's the same way God wants to direct them. God is not out to direct any of us in the wrong way. He does not want to lead us astray. He's not going to give us anything bad for our lives. Matter of fact, it's all going to be good. You see, the will of God for our lives is revealed in Romans chapter 12. So let's go there, verse 2. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. It says, "And be not conformed to this world." Now, here, let me have this. "Be not conformed to this world." Now, I don't know how many of you here follow fashion. But anyway, "Be not conformed to this world. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." That's what we're looking for in life. We want to please God, don't we?
Yes. Man.
Do you guys want to please God? That's yes. The whole idea. According to Hebrews 11:6, it's impossible to please Him without
faith.
So we got to have faith in Him that He's going to take care of us, right?
Yeah.
If we got faith that, hey, Beyond, oh, that's twice today.
That's good.
Man, I'm doing good, bro. That's twice I've got you doing right. Hey, Beyond, oh, that's three. I may not say it to him. That is impressive for me. So if I call you Genesis anymore, because I forgot you were there, Beyond. But anyway, faith.
Hebrews 11:6.
See, we want to please God.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to have faith. You are saved. If she turns around and cuts your throat right now, you're gonna wake up in heaven, ain't you? Unless I'm saved. Don't want to get your blood on me. But if you was to die, God forbid, you're going to wake up in heaven. You got faith in that. Well, then we ought to have faith that He's going to direct your life the way it ought to go.
All right, then. All right.
Right?
That's it.
That's what we ought to do. Mm-hmm. Now, we really need that. If we've got that kind of faith, why is it that we want to conform the wrong way all the time?
Right.
It's because of the flesh.
The flesh.
It's because of the flesh.
The flesh.
And which one do we feed most of the time?
The flesh.
Honestly, we all feed the flesh most of the time.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we shouldn't. But we do. We tend to lean on the flesh a lot more than what we ought to. We ought to be leaning on the Lord.
Amen.
But we tend to lean on the flesh a whole lot more than we want to. So, if we want to please God, we need to have the faith in Him that He's got nothing but a good plan for us. You see, it's a good plan that God desires the best for all of us.
Uh-huh.
Matter of fact, here, let me go back down here again, right here to these guys, because it's a good example. My plan for Camden and her dad's plan for Camden and her mom and
your grandma's
is nothing but good. It really is. Right, I'm talking about her because she's asleep. I try to keep her from eating candy constantly because I know what it's going to cause in her life.
Right.
I really think she's running a fine line of diabetic. That ain't good for her because she'd eat candy and she's ready to go to sleep. And then when she wakes up, she might have an horn. I mean, the horns are springing forward, and if she eats better now, it'll bring out a pitchfork. It can get bad with her sometimes. So, I want to keep her from having that candy. And she just thinks, oh, you just want me to be ugly. Oh, but Pop's a woman. You know, she didn't want to eat her eggs and bacon the other morning and her toast.
What?
Oh, I don't feel like eating nice no matter. Of course, she was angry. I said, "Oh, well, here." I said, "It's just applesauce." "Oh, okay." I said, No. I said, "You eat your eggs and your bacon and your toast." Of course, you want to put a half a jar of jelly on it. But anyway, I have nothing but good for her. We don't, none of us want to take our children and lead them in the wrong direction. God is not going to take us and lead us in the wrong direction. He has everything good for us. He says, "Be not conformed to this world." Why did he tell us don't be conformed to this world? Because the world is Satan's domain. The world system is Satan's way of what he wants. So he tells us, he said, "But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." Because listen, whether you like it or not, when you pop out of the womb, which ain't been that long ago for you guys, some of us have been a long time, we had the fleshly desires. That's what we all had.
Amen. Yeah.
So we got to renew that.
Yeah.
And the way we renew it is through the Word of God. And he says here, he said that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. In other words, it's what God would have for us, and he wants us to go along with that. God is not against us. He don't want to put us in a situation that won't be good for us. He's got nothing but good in his heart for us.
Amen.
He loves us.
Yes.
Matter of fact, it's there's proof he loved you. He gave his son for us.
Amen. Oh, yes.
What a blessing that is. Look, he gave his only begotten son so that we, if we accept him, can have eternal life. Mm-hmm. That's love. Now, why would he do that and then say, "Okay, let's get him over here where they'll get hurt. Let's get him over here where they'll go the wrong way"? No. That ain't what God wants for us. We need to follow his guidance and his, as we were talking this morning, direct will, not permissive will.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he has a direct will and he has a permissive will. I have the same thing for my grandkids. I got a direct will, and then she puts on her little face, "Oh, Pops, I just want one." You know? And then, see, I give in. Every now and then, God gives in to you. You want it that bad? I'm going to let you see you don't want it.
Yeah, yeah.
And you step into that, that's what we've got to have. And then once you get there, you're like, "Well, I wish I could get out of that."
Amen. Amen.
But God may leave you there for a while.
Yeah, he will.
To teach you a lesson. Mm-hmm. He let you hang out there for a bit, because if he yanks you too quick, ain't good. So we need to remember what he's there for. He's there to help us. It's a plan that'll be pleasing, honestly, to us in all aspects of our life. We just can't see it. Mm-hmm. We just cannot fathom, "Well, yeah, but I want to do this."
Hey.
We just can't get it. Why can't I go do this? They just don't get it. But God understands why. It would be a whole lot easier if we just listen to what he says.
Amen. Amen.
But I mean, let me ask you a question. Is that easy?
No.
It's really not.
No, sir.
So it's a perfect plan, by the way. It's not a messed up plan. God's will and God's plan for our life is not a messed up thing. It's a perfect will for us.
Yeah, yeah.
And it'll give us a good life. You see, we have a promise of a wonderful future as God's children, both now and eternally.
Amen.
If we're willing to follow along with it.
You see, there are promises regarding God's will for our lives. God has promised that He will give us a definite direction and definite guidance if we're willing. You see, we need to be content, as this writer says, with only vague generalities when seeking to determine God's will. We need never, to be content with only vague generalities when seeking a seeking to determine God's will in a certain matter. Go to Psalm 25. Psalm 25, we're going to read 9 and 10. And I ain't never going to get as far as I wanted to get, but that's all right. Verse 9, it says, "The meek will He guide in judgment, and the meek will He teach His way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep His covenant and His testimonies." It's a promise. God don't leave you blindfolded. He'll open it all up if we're willing to ask.
Yes.
And we're willing to go with Him. Now, He ain't going to tell you right off until He knows you're ready.
Amen.
But you keep praying and asking for it. God has promised to give us wisdom to discover His will. Now, there are certain conditions that must be met in order to discern God's will. And you can be sure that He will show it to us when we're faithful in seeking it. Oh, let's go to Colossians. Book of Colossians. If you can find Ephesians, keep going, you'll find it. Colossians chapter 1, verse 9 says, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of His will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding." You see, if we're willing to seek it, God's willing to give it. Now, go to James 5. Keep on going south. You get far enough south, you'll run across James. James chapter 1, verse 5. James 1, verse 5. It says, "If you lack wisdom..."
"If you lack wisdom, the worst thing in the world is to try to tell somebody something that knows everything."
Oh, I get it. I know you're right about
you. You can't listen. I have talked to people. I've been there. And somebody said something to you. Oh, I know. Really? Oh, it's a good answer, though. Oh, I know. No. We may not know.
That's right.
Look, you got to be teachable to get to where the Lord wants you to be.
Amen.
None of us in this room, none of you guys, none of you, have arrived.
We will never arrive.
Oh, yeah, I'll arrive.
Oh, yeah.
And when Jesus said, "Come up here,"
you
ain't going to arrive here. Listen, if you run across somebody that has arrived, turn around and walk off because they don't. and none of us arrived. Listen, we need to understand that we need to seek the wisdom of the Lord.
That's right. Yes.
You see, verse 5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. I like the way he put that. If you lack wisdom, ask it of God. Well, that includes all of us.
Yeah.
Now, I will admit there are some people that are wiser about certain things than I am. And I'm wiser about certain things than certain things of other people. But we need to all be seeking wisdom.
Amen.
And this is what he says. He said, "Let him ask of God." Don't think he's going to get it all in books. It ain't all in the books. It's all in this book.
Amen.
There's 66 books. Bet you can't do that. There's 66 books in there. That's where the wisdom of God is at.
Yes.
And if we ask God for it, He says right here, it says, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally.
Liberally.
He gives it to all people liberally if you're willing to ask the Lord for it.
That's right. Amen.
But we just got to be willing to ask the Lord for it. Oh, and then he says, and he said he upbraided not, and it shall be given him, but let him ask in
faith.
Amen. Amen.
Don't say, well, Lord, I really need some wisdom. No, I
probably won't get it.
No. Ask the Lord, and he says he'll give it to you. If you ask in faith, believe it. Why wouldn't he give it to you? It's a promise.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he give it to you? He loved you enough to give his son for you. He ought to be willing to give it to you. Mm-hmm. He said he'll give it to us. Right there it says, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. It goes, shh, shh, shh. Lord, I don't want you to be that way. You want to be like a river. The Mississippi River goes from way up north and goes wide and get all these other little waters to join it, and it all ends up in the Gulf of Mexico. Right. If none of it goes back up there to Minnesota or wherever it is where it starts and floods everything. It all just keeps going. Mm-hmm. It keeps right on trucking and it goes right out into the Gulf of Mexico. That's what we're doing. We're just to just continue on that path. Don't be wavering like the ocean. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Do you realize that if you ask and you waver, I doubt I'll get that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what he just said?
Yep.
He ain't going to give it to you.
Right.
It's just that simple. He's not going to give it to you. And then 10 years from now, you're like, well, I didn't give it. Well, it's because you wavered.
Right.
So we got to ask. We got to constantly ask. Oh, I got might as well read that one too. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Explain that one. You got a double mind?
Mm-hmm.
We do. If you're saved, you're thinking we're two different. You got a spiritual side and a fleshly side.
Mm-hmm.
You just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. No, we need to just get on board with the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
And it'll work out a whole lot better for us. And I told you I wasn't going to finish, so I ain't going to finish it. But we ain't done yet. So he says right here, he said, whenever it comes time to do God's will in a particular matter, God will have been working in our hearts to help us accomplish it.
Yeah.
He don't just, this is what I want you to do. Good luck. No. He said he'll help us out. Philippians 2:13. All right, now we got to go back north. Philippians, well, it's somewhere in there. It's before Thessalonians. There it is, Philippians 2:13. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. It's him that works in us. He's the one that gave us the desire. He's the one that gave us the Lord Jesus if we'll accept him. And you got to read Philippians 1:6 to go along with it. Being confident of this very thing. And I'm going to quit for now. Being confident of this very thing, Philippians 1:6. Being confident, in other words, knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt that the Lord's going to do something for you.
Because he says right here,
being come to this very thing, that he which begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Guess what? You trusted the Lord as your Savior. Hopefully you have. All you guys know the Lord as your Savior.
Yes, sir.
Guess what? If you know that, you didn't just get saved and whoop, got a free ticket out of hell, you're going to heaven, you just live however you want to live. No. And listen, God didn't look down here and say, well, okay, Ronnie, you got saved, good deal, give me five. And you just live on the way you want to live. Good luck, by the way, I'll see you in heaven. He didn't do that.
No,
he said, being confident in this very thing, that he, that's God, which hath begun a good work in you by you accepting the Lord Jesus, because he called you, you accepted the Lord. Mm-hmm. Be confident that he ain't done with you, and he's going to help you along the way.
Along the way.
He's going to help us along the way. All we got to do is reach out there and take the time. Amen.
Amen.
Most times, though, we want to take his hand and we want to hang on to the world, too. That don't turn out good.
No.
Sell it.
That's kind of like holding a horse. I had a horse one time. If you hang on to it, you lock your arm around the gate because you and him are going to have a war. He's going to beat you. You don't want to hang on to the world. You know, just take the Lord's hand.
Amen.
And just go with him. And trust what he's doing in your life.
Yes.
And you may say, well, I don't get it. Why is these things happening in my life? Trust me, God has a reason for it.
Yes, he does.
We may not totally know the reason for it. We may not get it for a while, but eventually we'll figure it out. God has a reason for everything. You know, they're not up there and all of a sudden Gabriel says, oh God, look! No, God already knew.
Right.
Man. He knew all that was taking place.
Yes.
There's no accidents in God's economy.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Now, we get off on the wrong track. And we get in bad trouble. Mm-hmm. Because we wasn't walking with the Lord. You see, we've got to walk with the Lord.
Yes.
Holding his hand, following what he wants us to do. And it'll all, it's all going to work out for you. We may not totally understand, but don't let go and say, wait a minute, I've got to think for a minute. No, you just take his hand and go with it.
Man.
I don't know why he takes loans, do you? We can say, well, it's his time to go. It was her time to go. Well, I guess. I don't exactly know why that happens. I don't know why the Lord allowed me to have heart trouble. Not 100%. I got a good idea to know why. But here's the key. We got to have faith in the Lord with whatever's going on in our life.
Yes, yes. Yes.
And if the Lord says, well, I'll just use Brother Louie. The Lord decided to take Brother Louie home.
I thought he ought to get him better and keep him around a while. Now, I can be mad about it. Or I can just say, you know what?
The Lord knows.
The Lord knows.
There's lots of reasons. The Lord may have been saving him from a whole lot worse than what could have been.
Amen.
They never done any tests on him to know what was wrong with him. I watched him throwing up the other morning at 1 a.m. Mm. He was heaving so bad. Mm. I was like, wow. I about cried for him because I know it was hurting.
Yeah, yeah.
But guess what? For all I know, he was going to have a really long time suffering from cancer. Mm-hmm. The Lord went ahead and took it. We don't always understand what's around the corner, but the Lord knows.
No.
We have to follow him. We got to latch onto his hand and don't let go.
Yes, sir.
Hmm.
and you'll be all right. We're gonna finish this up, not tonight, because we go on for another 2 hours. So we're gonna finish it up. Discerning God's guidance. I think that's important for us to understand that. Because there's times I back up and I'm like, man, that don't make sense. Mm-hmm. Or there's times you figure it up on paper and it's like, no. Mm-hmm. That's all right. If God's put it in motion and wants it to happen, it don't matter what it looks like, don't matter how ridiculous it sounds, and it doesn't matter whether the money's there or not, God will take care of it.
Yes.
I decided just out of the blue, well, wasn't out of the blue, I need tires for my pickup truck bad. They're getting really bad. It's getting to the point I can go around the corner and if I'm gassing it a little bit, I lose traction. And that ain't good because it's dry pavement. And I'm like, well, I really can't afford it right now. But I just know I needed them. Finally, I just said, I decided to buy them. Do you know I got the amount of money I needed to cover it? Somebody as a love offer and give it to me? Just out of the blue. See, a lot of times we're standing right here and the Lord says, faith. Faith. I don't see you, Lord. I don't get it. And then, man, he gets grabbed up and says, see, I told you it all worked out.
Yeah.
We just got to be willing to step out in faith. Amen. Let's stand.